This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You know, we resent the goodness of God in a lot of ways. You know, one of the most interesting parables in all of the New Testament, it's only mentioned by Matthew. It's in Matthew 20, I believe, where Jesus tells about a landowner who has work to be done. And so he hired day laborers, as was the custom. At 6 a.m., he hires some day laborers and says, I'm going to pay you a day's wage for working for me. They said, okay, we'll sign up. Then at 9 o'clock that morning, he goes out and says, I need more workers. And he tells them, I'll pay you a day's wage if you'll come to work right now at 9 o'clock, 3 hours later. Then at noon, he says, I need more workers. And he tells those people who show up at noon, I'm going to give you a day's wage for working for me for the whole day, the rest of the day. And there are people that come at 3 o'clock. And he said, I'll give you a day's wage. And at the end of the day, there are people that are mad, they're resentful. And Jesus says, the landowner says to these employees, didn't I give you what I told you I would give you? Yeah. Why do you resent my generosity? Isn't it mine to give? Can I do what I want with my money? And you know what? Sometimes we resent the blessings in other people's lives. You know where it happens? In families, where people resent the blessings that a brother or sister got. People do it in families or at work where somebody else gets a benefit, and we resent the goodness and the graciousness of God in the lives of other people. That's what Jonah did. He preached a message of repentance and they repented. And I want to mention this. This is interesting because it'll come up later in the chapter when I read the last verse. That when they put on sackcloth, it was a symbol of humility. They even put that sackcloth on their animals. Did those animals know what's going on? They thought, what's the deal with this? Why do I have to wear this? Food was withheld from the animals and they were crying out, why are we hungry? No one's feeding us. And the reason I mention is that later on God says, Jonah, there are 120,000 people in that city. Why shouldn't I have compassion on them? Jonah, there were animals there. And I wonder if it's a reference to the fact that even the animals were covered in sackcloth and they were punished. And in a sense, even though they had no clue of what was going on, God remembered the animals. I just find that intriguing. Sam Ford is a minister in Seattle, Washington. He writes this, God is a God of grace. He didn't kill Jonah after he ran. He didn't kill the sailors on the ship. He didn't let Jonah die even though he asked for it. He saves him from his own stupid choices even when he didn't deserve it. God will complete his mission. He can do it through our obedience, but he can also do it through our disobedience. That's an interesting statement. God can accomplish his purpose through my obedience or through my disobedience. Some of us are thinking, I don't care, I'll just live like a pagan. Go ahead. I'm not worried about convincing you to live morally, Sam says. That's the job of Jesus. I'm just delivering the mail. God's word says, turn to Jesus. He lived the perfect, sinless life you couldn't live and died the death you should have. If you decide to say, well, I know God says this, but I want to do this, go ahead. But you'll pay the consequence one way or the other. One thing you won't do, however, is get away from God. He is the God that won't let you go, even if he lets you run away. What a sentence. He's the God that won't let you go, even if he lets you run away.
Well, I want you to hear tomorrow's program for two reasons. It's not only the last part of this message, it's the last message of the series from the book of Jonah, When God Pursues. I'm going to tell you a story tomorrow that literally I choked up when I read it in first service that morning. We have three services, and I barely could get through it in the first service. It's that powerful. I want you to hear it tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.